It's where area children with complex medical needs, they learn, they thrive, and they shine at Daystar Kids. And today I'm joined by the CEO of Daystar Kids, Kim Condon. Kim, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thanks for having me.
Tell me a little bit about Daystar Kids. And you were talking a little bit before we hit record here and got on officially about some of the changing needs in our community, especially with children. Tell me a little bit about how Daystar Kids addresses those needs.
Yeah, well, I'm so excited because Daystar Kids is New York's only pediatric complex care and learning center. And what that means is we provide the full spectrum of services that children who've been hospitalized for their complex medical needs require after they come home and live with their families. And so that's a whole early childhood learning classrooms. We have individualized therapies. We have special education instruction. We have the whole gamut. But basically, it allows kids to be with other children after the hospital.
And how difficult is that? Because every child must have such individual needs coming back. And how difficult is it to address all of those needs with all these children that you care for?
Well, it's really great because children learn from one another. And having spent so much time in the hospital, we're really giving them the opportunities to kind of explore their own limits. And we have high expectations for them, even though they've been in the hospital. You know, the survival is amazing, and we're grateful for the hospital partners for making that happen. But we're here for after they come home, and we want to make sure that they thrive. So we have interdisciplinary teams in every single classroom, led by certified teachers, related therapists, special education teachers, and wonderful teachers' aides and pediatric nurses. They all work together to make sure that the kids have the best outcomes.
And so what are some of those areas for children? Obviously, there's going to be individual needs depending on who it is, but what are some of the areas that you see the need to especially intervene in when they return from the hospital? What sorts of development is slowed that has to be picked up with Daystar Kids?
Sure, that's a great question. I think people don't, right? We assume different things for adults. When we go into the hospital, we actually have the cognitive and learning and language skills to kind of give a context for what's happening to our bodies. But research shows that for little kids, and we're talking about infants, right, from the NICU all the way to young children under age 5 who we serve, their bodies are still developing. And in fact, 90% of our brains are developing before age 5. So having people in the hospital who are well-intentioned, right, with great outcomes, but poking and pricking and, you know, having surgeries and having your muscles hurt and all of these other things and medications, it is really difficult for a little one to provide context and understanding to what's happening. In addition, on average, Daystar kids live 3 to 6 months in the hospital before they even come to our program and live at home with their families. And so being away from those trusted adults can really impact your trust and ability to develop and learn. And so at Daystar Kids, we're really all about treating the child as a child first, not a patient, even though we are a healthcare service. We provide pediatric nursing. We're really more about once you're here, we want to help your child develop to their fullest potential and really overcome some of those things that have happened and been disrupted during the hospital period.
Let's also back up too. We're talking with Kim Condon, the CEO of Daystar Kids here in Rochester, because what a lot of us don't realize is that Daystar Kids is New York's only pediatric complex care and learning center. How did we end up with this facility right here in Rochester, the only one across the state?
Say this, I give kudos to our founders who back in 1988 welcomed the first Daystar baby in their arms. And that was the Sisters of St. Joseph of Rochester. They're a group of Catholic nuns who started this with, you know, in good faith effort, really, and saw that there was a need. And today it's even more. And we've evolved throughout the years. We've been around almost 4 decades now. And so we've transformed our program to meet the adapted needs of a growing population. In fact, in the US now, children with medical complexity are growing at a faster rate than the average child population is growing because technology has been amazing. And so we're surviving things that we didn't survive before.
You talked about the need to expand too, and that you are working towards expanding. Talk a little bit about that as well, how you're addressing this need, this increase in the complex care needs with children and how Daystar Kids is going to do that moving forward.
Yeah, so right now we're located in Brighton, New York, and we serve 5 different counties, children residing in 5 different counties across 15 different school districts. So Daystar Kids only is able to support 60 children a year. And on average, we only have about 15 openings a year because children will stay with us for about 3 to 5 years from birth all the way to age 5 or until they go to other preschool programs. So in terms of the community, our partners at Golisano Children's Hospital, you know, estimate that there's about 335 children a year who will become eligible for our program. Mm. And that's just on a very low basic number of criteria, including those that have G-tubes, those are feeding tubes for your nutrition, tracheostomies, or that are part of the pediatric complex care program. And so we only can serve about 12 new kids a year, 12 to 15. So as I say, Daystar Kids is more difficult in the past few years to get into than some of our nation's best colleges. So Daystar Kids recently acquired a building, and we're still in the process of raising the resources we need so we can make this happen. Hopefully by 2026, we'll be able to double our capacity to serve nearly 140 local children to meet this growing need.
And it is certainly admirable work that you do over at Daystar Kids. Again, we're talking with the CEO, Kim Condon. And how can the community help? Because a lot of us aren't even aware that Daystar Kids exists right here in our community doing such great work across 5 counties. So are there any ways that we can get involved?
Absolutely. I think right now the biggest way is to really try to transform, right, our limiting beliefs about kids with medical complexity. I think for so many times before, we thought, well, kids should just stay home with a parent. And that's not the case. It really is about ability and equity and inclusion. We are seeing kids who are transforming their outcomes because they are getting intensive services. So our program's unique. As I tell my own kids, if they went to school every day, 8 hours a day, Monday through Friday, all year round, because our program goes September through August, they would be incredible learners. And that's the kind of opportunities we're giving to kids who have lost out because they've spent so much time in the hospital or receiving treatment for their healthcare conditions. But I can tell you firsthand that they can do everything any other child can do. And so it's amazing if we put together those resources. So we want the community to speak about our programs, to come see us, visit us online at daystarkids.org, or visit any of our social media channels. We're on Instagram and Facebook. It's Daystar Kids ROC. We'd love to see you there. Call us for a tour, but also help us spread the word because we are a 501c3 charity and 30% of our budget is actually not covered by reimbursed sources. So we raise that money to help kids who don't have access to programs like ours be able to come here. But in addition, just spreading the word that it's not about what the families need, right? We're about helping children get all their developmental milestones, meet their goals, both medically, so they don't have to go back to the hospital. We have an amazing team of nurses that work in conjunction with our partners at Golisano Children's Hospital. But we also have an amazing team of therapists and educators, and we're all working together on behalf of your child. So just spreading the word, because we will be expanding, hopefully in 2016. But we're starting a big wait list right now. And so if you know a child, just call it. We will go through an eligibility quick question, and we will let you know if they're able to come here. And I want to say one last thing is our programs are free because we are able to raise sufficient funds to help fund any of those shortages in our program. So any fundraising, even supply drives, school supply drives, consider asking for donations in honor of a loved one, please visit us on our website or call us, and we will let you know all the ways you can help.
And that is daystarkids.org, where you can make a gift. Daystar Kids ROC, all those social media platforms to stay involved. And finally, Kim, I'm just curious about, because we see all these kids going through this transformation and catching up in their development if they are behind, and just getting to spend other time with kids. What is the most rewarding part of that? And is there a story or two that you could share about any children who came through the Daystar Kids program and you were just amazed to see some of the incredible things that they went on to do?
This year, we've actually been fortunate. We had a lot of our alumni families come back after their child's school year was over. They came back for visits, and it's been amazing to see all of their progress. Typically, all of our kids are going to their public school district. We have a few that are going to specialized schools, but it's just incredible. I've had so many testimonials from a few families that, you know, a couple come in mind, who were told at the time their child experienced their illness or injury and said, your child will never, they won't, we don't know, right? All of these very, you know, kind of negative feelings. And by the end of their tenure here at Daystar Kids, we were watching children walk for the first time ever. You know, even if it's a small milestone, like eye gaze, right? Connect with somebody, reach for a toy, right? It can be big milestones. It can be small milestones, but they're meaningful. And so we know that we believe in Daystar Kids. We believe in the power of children to transform. And it's really exciting to be part of that with our families and supporting that belief system, because we can see those miracles turn into milestones every day.
Again, that's daystarkids.org to learn more amazing work that you do out there at Lechtville Boulevard right here in Rochester. Again, the only facility like it in this Rochester area. CEO of Daystar Kids, Kim Conan, joining us this morning. Thank you, Kim, for your time today and for all you do for our area children.
Thanks so much.